You're standing at Brixton Water Lane and Ephra Parade. SW2. Edwardian terraces, parked cars, nothing in particular. Look down at the curb. There's a cast iron disc set into the pavement, the size of a saucer. Two words, River Ephra. An arrow pointing north. Beneath the plaque, beneath the foundations of the house behind you, there's a Victorian brick saw. Inside that saw, when the rain is heavy, there's a river. Moving north. Towards the Thames. This is one of London's 21 buried rivers. 200 years ago, you'd have been standing knee-deep in it. The Ephra rose above Upper Norwood, where Crystal Palace was later built and burned. It ran through Dulwich, gathered streams from Sydenham and Gypsy Hill, entered Brixton from the south, and met the Thames at Vauxhall. For most of the 18th century, it was open water. People fished it. Mills turned on it. There's a persistent story that Walter Raleigh rowed Elizabeth I up the Ephra as far as Brixton. Unverified, but the river was navigable for small boats until the early 1800s. John Newman's 2016 book The River Ephra, South London's Secret Spine, maps the river's course from parish records and Victorian saw plans. May 16, 1818. Wet spring. The Ephra had spread across Brixton Causeway, the modern Brixton Road, and turned the highway into what Jackson's Oxford Journal called, in print, a large lake. The flood was high enough to drown a man. Edward Reynolds, landlord of the White Horse pub on the causeway, lost his footing in the dark and went under. The fields between Brixton and Kennington were known locally as the Washway, because they regularly disappeared underwater. Once developers moved in across the 1820s, the river's habit of spreading sideways became the developers' problem. So they buried it. Piecemeal culverting from the 1820s. Major works through the 1840s and 50s. By 1865, when Bazalgette's London-wide saw system absorbed it, the Ephra was gone, a buried artery carrying both the stream's natural flow and the wastewater of the houses built over it. That's what's under your feet. The Ephra Storm Relief Saw. Urban explorers have photographed the interior, the brick arch is intact, the stream still runs clear. Walk slowly along Ephra Parade and you'll find more cast iron plaques. Look up, too, those tall dark green columns rising 20 feet above the pavement on Brixton Road are stink pipes, Bazalgette's vents, installed to release saw gas safely above head height. Where you see a stink pipe in South London, you're looking at the line of the buried Ephra. The pipe is the river's chimney. The Ephra's outflow into the Thames is a brick-lined tunnel mouth at the foot of the Albert Embankment. 20 metres from the front door of MI6. The Secret Intelligence Service moved into that building in 1994. The Ephra has been emptying into the Thames at that exact spot since before the Romans named the city. Whether anyone in the building has ever noticed is not something the service is in the habit of disclosing.